Assalamu alaikum. Let's go ahead and hear what Joe Rogan has to say.
You've never been there? You should go there. Like, bitch, I am not going there. What the f*** are you talking? Any reasonable person would look at Gaza and go, this seems kind of excessive.
We also have Theo Vaughn, whose humanity is definitely on. See what he has to say.
You know, I wanted to say something. There's been something that's just been kind of on my heart, and so I feel like I should bring it up.
And also, what a Jewish doctor.
You're saying that children in Gaza are being by snipers.
Definitively. I have photographs of that were shot perfectly in the chest. I couldn't put my stethoscope over their heart more accurately, and directly on the side of the head in the same child. No toddler gets twice by mistake by the world's best sniper. And they're dead center shots.
What can be called a harem.
We have to understand that the whole concept of harem is to drive people out. Harem, it can mean annihilate, it can mean to destroy.
If you haven't heard this term, definitely look into it.
It's called harem in Hebrew, to devote to destruction, but it's to devote in such a way that it's set apart for Yahweh.
We're going to look at it because this is actually what is happening right now in you know where.
Any reasonable person would look at Gaza and go, this seems kind of excessive. Mm-hmm. This seems kind of crazy.
You know, you see the opponents of Islam, they always throw out and try to scare people with this word jihad, which means to struggle and strive. And there's different categories of jihad. One of them is to fight the evil inclinations of oneself, the devil. And then there's other categories. There's defensive, offensive. And nobody's ever heard of this term because this is what's actually, there's an evil jihad happening right now against innocent human beings. And we see Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn, and this Jewish doctor, many out there whose humanity is on. They're speaking out. But this is in action. This is this term, what we're seeing. It's harem. This means to utterly destroy, to eradicate everything that breathes. Why don't we know much about this word harem?
If you're devoting something to the deity, it's you destroy it.
And the way it's being used today, it should concern all of us.
Right. It seemed kind of crazy that 70,000 people or whatever it is are dead, including women and children.
And I think this is a low number. It was the study that came out. I believe it was the Lancet who had that number. It was like three times the amount. And I think this is excessively low, this number that we're getting.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is the only way to do it? Really? Yeah. Any reasonable person, that doesn't make you anti-Semitic. It doesn't make you anti-Zionist. It doesn't make you anything. It just like doesn't make you pro-Hamas. Like, no,
it could be pro-human.
Yeah, human beings.
I don't think humans should be murdered.
Yeah. Just like, that sounds...
That definitely sounds very reasonable. I mean, for people's hearts who are alive, who have some courage. I mean, especially, someone like Joe now, who's putting it on the line, and we really respect him for that. Let's go over to Theo Vaughn. This is another very popular podcaster who's also been quite vocal on this when he's had the chance.
It feels to me like it's a genocide that's happening while we're alive here in front of our lives. But for me, it's just like how I feel like you see all these photos of people, just children, women, people, hearts, just people like putting their kids back together. And I just can't believe that we're watching that and that more isn't said about it.
It's definitely nice to see someone like Theo Vaughn. May God Almighty Allah guide him. And Joe Rogan, guide them to the deen. Let's go ahead and if people are still confused, like what are they talking about? I mean, this is right now, this is just so impactful. Listen to this Jewish doctor and what he has to say, and he'll bring it home. And this is harem. This is what we're talking about. This is what's happening. This, many of you like have never heard this term, but this is it being shown in action right now. And here's a Jewish doctor showing us. So this, what's happening, equals modern-day harem.
All of the disasters I've seen combined, 40 mission trips, 30 years, ground zero, earthquakes, all of that combined doesn't equal the level of carnage that I saw against civilians in just my first week in Gaza.
And when you say civilians, is it mostly children?
Almost exclusively children. I've never seen that before. Never seen that. I've seen more frustrated children than I've ever seen in my entire life combined. I've seen more children in just the first week.
Shredded?
Shredded.
What do you mean?
Parts being crushed by buildings, the greatest majority, or bomb explosions, the next greatest majority. We've taken shrapnel as big as my thumb out of eight-year-olds, and then there's sniper bullets. I have children that were twice.
It's painful, unbelievable, and this is the haram. I want you guys to look up this word haram. We're also going to be looking into an update on kind of the root behind this. People don't say it's religious, but I mean, you got the red heifers. We'll get an update on what's going on with that, because you have a push to rebuild the third temple. It's not a secret. This is being worked on as we speak.
The Sanhedrin is completely reestablished and functional. All of the garments prophesied in the Old Testament for the reestablishment of the third temple. There will be a third temple.
You got many religious figures talking about how Mashiach is coming. It's the Messiah.
Mashiach is coming, and all the Jews are about to be brought back to the land of Israel. And the third temple is about to be rebuilt.
And as Muslims, we know, I mean, if you haven't already, that we believe Jesus, peace be upon him, he is the Messiah. And it's interesting that Christians believe whoever confesses that Jesus is the Messiah are believers. And we confess and we believe that Jesus not only is a mighty messenger, a prophet, he is the Messiah. He is the one that now this man, this one religious figure, is thinking that he's going to come. They missed it. They missed the bus. So the one that's going to return when they're talking about is actually the Dajjal, the Antichrist. It gets crazier. You have many of these religious figures who believe, I mean, this is unbelievable. They believe that Trump, President Trump, is actually, he's somewhat of a, he's the chosen one. He's
somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
Let's hear from them. I don't want to butcher it. I don't want to mess it up, but this is from their words.
We'll all see the building of the third temple in Jerusalem very soon. And we honor our President Trump for what he has done for Jerusalem and for the Jewish people.
Will Donald Trump be the one to initiate the building of the third temple? Well, these Jews in Israel believe he will. And not only that, they believe he is actually a type of Messiah to them. This is in their own words and in their gematria.
In their own words, he believe this is crazy, that President Trump is a kind of Messiah for them. Unbelievable. This is, you can hear from their words.
Yes. He, I believe, is the Mashiach of Edom. See? And that's why I believe that the gematria of Donald Trump is gematria Mashiach ben David.
And I have good reason to believe Donald Trump was chosen to be the one to redeem the sins of Esav through offering his assistance in rebuilding the Holy Temple on the Temple Mount and establishing the Jewish kingdom over all of mankind in Jerusalem.
Is gematria Mashiach ben David? You know what that means? He, I believe, is the Mashiach of Edom. A Mashiach is nothing more than an anointed one, right? That completely reverses the order of something.
Perhaps it is no accident that the numeric value of Donald Trump in Hebrew is the same as Messiah, son of David, Mashiach ben David, 424.
That's why I believe that the gematria of Donald Trump is gematria Mashiach ben David.
And these are not some like isolated opinions. This is something that went from a fringe group, the Temple Institute, I mean, to quite a big movement, this really extreme group that now they're actually the ones who are doing this haram. This is this haram that's happening now to innocent human beings there. And being connected to the third temple that they believe now President Trump is somewhat of a Messiah and he's going to help to facilitate all of this. And then the story doesn't end. This forcing engineering of prophecies without the red heifers. So let's get into this is the most recent update on the red heifers. They'll be sacrificed to kind of start the process of rebuilding the third temple, which would mean destroying Masjid al-Aqsa. Let's have a look.
So I just ask, are they here? Can we see them? That starts going up, the curtains open. There's the red heifer. Wow, they're alive and well again in Israel, and they're beautiful. All the time I get emails, I get phone calls, I get letters from people. The red heifer, the red heifer, the red heifer. Well, I am in Israel, in Shiloh,
There are the red heifers. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the back, 5. 5 red heifers. I can't believe I'm actually looking at the red heifers. We are about to get in to see the red heifers. It is right here, and we are at Shiloh.
Yula here, the rabbi has asked me for my input. She's the one that I would still say qualifies, so I always have to close this.
So this one qualifies as to be the first sacrifice of the rebuilt temple.
Yes, for about a year now, I've been taking care of them.
And they're all females?
All females, yes.
Now, is there a plan to make babies in case these get too old for?
Yes, and that's one thing that I said, hey, hold on, guys. They did try to artificial inseminate the back two that don't qualify anymore.
Okay.
So there you have it. Joe Rogan, his thoughts. Theo Vaughn, this Jewish doctor, and then bringing you up to speed on what's happening with the third temple, the red heifers, and this lunacy. It's really, you know, this term that you're seeing being enacted, this chadam, that many people have no clue what this is about. I encourage you to look into it. And the waiting for the Messiah to come, who's actually already came, Jesus, peace be upon him. And it's just so much madness, it's craziness, and we need people of sanity. We need people whose humanity is on to speak out, to challenge this, and not to be a part of this lunacy, this madness, that, you know, this engineering of prophecies that they're trying to push.
Are already active. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem is active. All of the golden pieces that are being put together for the third temple have been built.
It's just really crazy. It's insane. I mean, if I was just talking about this without hearing it from these religious leaders' mouth, you think I'm crazy, right? You listen to it and you think, this is crazy. This is actually insane.
It is no accident that the numeric value of Donald Trump in Hebrew is the same as Messiah, son of David, Mashiach ben David, 424.
That's why I believe that the Gematria of Donald Trump is Gematria Mashiach ben David.
You know, Islam is always under attack. Muslims are made to look as savages. Jihad is thrown out there. But I really encourage you guys to look into this haram, where you're seeing it happen right now. You're seeing where religious human beings, this is something that's unacceptable. You've never seen this in the life of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He had clear rules of engagement. You have a just war, and it was very clearly outlined that you are not to hurt, attack non-combatants, and clearly women, children, people who are not people who are religious figures who are engaged in worship and these religious sites and other things. They were very clearly defined on who you can attack. I mean, here, but this concept with this haram, it's like everything is just to be destroyed. I mean, everything. And this, they're taking it right out of the Bible, for instance, in Deuteronomy, where this is haram right here, and completely destroy. This is that concept of haram, to completely destroy everything, not leave anything breathing. You can get another verse here, Numbers 31:15-18. Where it says, now just take out all the boys and even every woman who slept with a man. This is in the Bible. And save the little ones. This is the pretty much those who attack Islam. But, you know, look at this. They try to quote things out of context. But this is here. It's very clear. It's telling you to even save the virgin girls who've never slept with a man for yourselves. 1 Samuel 15:3, same thing. Now attack Amalek and totally destroy this haram, all that belongs to them. Do not spare, put to death every man, woman, child, infant, cattle, sheep, camels. Don't leave anyone or anything alive. This is haram. This is it. So we need people to really see what's going on. If we saw this happening to Israelis or Jews or anybody like that, we would speak out. Definitely, this goes against Islam. And don't take my word for it. Let's end with this. I mean, you have this is an historical fact. Islam saved the Jewry. when Muslims were the superpower, when Muslims had control over Jerusalem, Jews, Muslims, and Christians lived in a relative peace. And here's an Orthodox Jewish man who's relating the story about his family, and he confirms this fact.
I told her, how many cases was that? Simply, the Muslims have saved the Jew, saved the Jew. The Muslim doesn't need my recommendation on them, but they only what they need to say that I'm saying to them, one big thank you. Thank you for saving my mother. Thank you for hosting us for so many years in Iraq. Let us, our religion was flourishing.
So we'll end with that, hearing it straight from an Orthodox rabbi. Muslims saved the Jewish people, the Jews. Yes, and this is not a Jewish-Muslim thing. So they'll try to make you believe. So speak out. Do your part. We're seeing it happen live stream, 4K. And we commend people like Theo Vaughn. Pray for them. May Allah guide Theo Vaughn and Joe Rogan. And I want to leave you with this. If you're interested to know more about Islam, because there's so many people who they're seeing what's happening there, and they're like, what's up with the resilience of these people? What is having their faith so strong? They're not cursing God, but they're actually praising the Most High, the Creator of heavens and earth. Read this book, and I'll give it to you as a gift from me to you. Go to thedeanshow.com. I'll get you a free copy of the Quran. Subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't already, and we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.